It's Scott Rifen on 97.7 WTKS and 98.7 WGIG.
So, yeah, I didn't realize this. I think my copy's still in the front. The latest Islander has published a piece by D.A. King. And the headline is, the headline kind of says it all. Let me try that again. The headline says it all, but apparently I'm unable to say any of it. Try that one more time. It's Friday. It's a long Friday. It's going to be a long Friday. It's been a long week. And I will be honest with you. The new schedule, I'm a little more tired than I was. But there's a lot going on that makes me really, really excited. And I've been really excited for these Glenn Academy games. I hate that I'm having to miss a couple of them because of the Thursday night stuff, but it is what it is. Anyway, let's try it one more time. Some Georgia GOP legislators pushing taxpayer-funded private K-12 education for illegals. And, I gotta tell you, there's a thing to me that's interesting, which is we're obviously dealing with a situation where illegal immigrants are being put on one of the front burners of issues. In fact, I think Rory had it yesterday with that opinion survey, the Quinnipiac poll, that most Republicans feel like the biggest issue around is inflation and then illegal immigration. Despite all of this, there's been a it's been very quiet from Georgia regarding illegal immigration. And we have unfortunately, at our state level, we have a track record of being very quiet about illegal immigration. I have found it to be a bit of a bother for a long time. I found it disturbing. D.A. King's piece is worth checking out, because it does name names, and it needs to be read and considered. And I think there's some people sometimes who don't read and consider him enough. So I'm glad for the Islander for publishing that as well. Good morning. You're on Straight Talk.